Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedrez.org discussed a study that found that female athletes are underrepresented in sports and exercise medicine research. This could have widespread implications to the clinical setting if we don't know whether certain risk factors or treatments affect males and females differently. Across different injuries and conditions, significant differences exist between sexes. Research should be designed to allow us to identify outcomes and risk factors that may differ between sexes. However, examination of the number of male and females participating in research in sports and exercise medicine has not been established. Therefore, the authors examined the sex of participants involved in research published in a sample of top sports and exercise medicine journals. Data were extracted from over 1,300 articles from January 2011 to August 2013, involving over 6 million participants. A total of 2.4 million participants, or 39%, were female, and 3.7 million, or 61%, were male participants. Females were consistently underrepresented across all three journals. Only 4 to 13% of the articles incorporated females only, compared with 18 to 34%, which were male only. And 53 to 78% of articles included a cohort of both males and females. This is an interesting article because it presents evidence of a gender bias within the current sports and exercise medicine literature, where females are significantly underrepresented. Although 53 to 78% of the articles published in the journals included a cohort of both sexes, only 39% of the participants were female. Additionally, there were a greater amount of male-only studies compared with women-only studies. The authors also looked at 6 systematic reviews that evaluated treatments for delayed onset muscle soreness, and found that females only represented on average 16 to 36% of the study populations. This suggests that women are being underrepresented not just in epidemiology studies, but also in intervention trials. Medical professionals rely on the current research to help determine the best care for their athlete, and it's difficult to generalize research to males and females when the studies do not have enough female participants. It is important to note that women make up approximately 43% of the high school and college athlete population. Hence, if we look at this specific population, then women may not be that significantly underrepresented. However, if you consider injured athletes or the general physically active population, then women are significantly underrepresented since women make up approximately 50% of these populations. Due to the physiological and psychological differences between males and females, there needs to be equal inclusion of both sexes to truly define and generalize the findings. This is necessary to provide individual treatment and care to our athletes. Medical professionals should be aware of this disproportion, and researchers should design their studies to assess each sex equally. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. This post discussed a study that found that male athletes have the highest risk for sudden cardiac arrest compared with non-athletes. Preventative measures should be targeted to this at-risk population, specifically in higher-risk sports such as football or basketball. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a New York Times Well article on brain changes in college football players. If you have a question you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.